It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, this summer, we took No Mow May to heart and decided to leave like a huge swath of our lawn unmowed for pollinators, and then we just like kept not mowing it. I actually love looking out the window and seeing like the different heights of grasses and seeing the bees and the butterflies and things. What can you suggest about making lawns more pollinator friendly as the months go on here?
Yeah, I just came back from a conference in Minnesota, and I went to a talk by Dr. Marla Spivak, and she runs the Bee Lab at the University of Minnesota. And what they've been doing is experimenting with what kind of lawn grass can you grow so you can still have a lawn, and then what kind of flowers can you incorporate in there that will be good for pollinators. And so what they've come up with is a whole formula for how to do this. And if you can do it in Minnesota, you probably can do it in Vermont too. First of all, you don't have to sacrifice your whole lawn. You could keep mowing most of it, but always have a little section somewhere, backyard, side yard, kind of what you've done. You want to seed fine fescue grass. Fine fescue grass is that really hairy grass, very thin, great for plants to grow through it. Or if you already have a grass that's it's in pretty good shape, you can use that as well. Probably late fall or early spring, scalp your lawn, meaning that you're going to mow it down about an inch high, aerate it, get one of those commercial aerators or some way to kind of break up that soil, put little holes in it.
Golf shoes? Can you walk around?
Golf shoes with bigger spikes. Yeah, high heels maybe.
Okay.
And so you want to create some holes in it. And then you want to get a mix of flower seeds. And what they recommend is white clover, prunella, which is also called heelall, and creeping thyme. And you want to sow this mix, and there's commercial blends of this out there, 4 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And you're going to sow it through this area, water it well, and you want to do it in the dormant season so that seed can get settled and start growing first before the weeds and everything else starts growing or before the grass starts growing. And so what will happen is that when the lawn comes up, all these flowers will come up. The first year may not have a lot of them, but you just kind of continue letting it grow. And what will happen is that you'll start seeing all these species of bees. She mentioned 50 different species of bees were on their lawns that they did this with. What's nice about these three plants is that you can mow it low. You can mow it 3-4 inches high, and they'll still flower, and they'll still grow really well. So you still have a lawn-like area, and you mow it every 2 weeks or so. It's great for areas like a slope where you don't want to mow at all. You just let it go there. It'll just kind of take over, and especially around low traffic areas. By doing this, you're going to create a beautiful lawn that's still functional as a lawn, but you're going to have a nice flowering lawn, a bee lawn, as she calls it. That will be great for the bees and for the pollinators.
Totally going to try that. That is really neato. Here's a question from Meredith. Meredith writes, my lilac bushes have leaves that are spotted and edged in brown, some even falling off already. What's going on? Could the cause be from all the rain and the wet weather?
Probably it is. The soil is saturated, not getting enough oxygen up into the plants, and the leaves are starting to drop. And it's not too unusual. But lilacs are tough plants, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. It could be a disease too, so just as a precaution, you might want to rake up those leaves when they drop in the fall and remove them from the area, but I guess it would come back strong next year.
Awesome. If you have a question, you can send it to us, or you can send it to us live during our live stream event tomorrow. We're going to go to Janet's house in Norwich. Can you tell us a little more, Charlie?
Yes, this is a beautiful house down in Norwich. Janet has been gardening there for 53 years. She knows every plant personally, first name basis. And she's going to take us on a tour of all these perennial flowers, trees, and shrubs. And the real heart wrencher about this is that her and her husband have decided to move into an assisted living facility. So this is her last hurrah in her garden. And you're going to get to see it and ask her questions and me questions live.
And join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock, rain date of Tuesday, August 22nd at 6 o'clock. You can find all the details that you need on the All Things Gardening page at vermontpublic.org.
I'll see you too in the garden.